Following the storm that peaked in the Wednesday and Thursday time frame, the weather is finally transitioning across the northeast as the storm pulls out to sea. Yesterday at this time, the storm was located near Cape Cod, and we had pockets of moderate rain across our area. Now the storm has moved up into the Canadian Maritimes, and we're seeing the back edge of the cloud shield finally work through our area. And it is a rather sharp cutoff from clouds to sun, and we're seeing that line work its way from west to east across the region on this Friday afternoon. Certainly with the clouds around, it has been a relatively cool day once again for this time of year. Conditions are quite a bit milder through central and western New York, where the sun has been out for a longer period of time. We'll actually get into a break, finally, as we work through tonight, so the sky will be partly cloudy to mostly clear. It'll be cool, but not really cold for this time of year, with overnight low temperatures in the 30s and 40s. As we work into the day tomorrow, we will start things off with sunshine, but as we work into tomorrow afternoon, another disturbance will come at us from the northwest. That's likely to increase the cloud cover during the second half of the day. And with the approaching disturbance, we do have the chance for at least a few passing showers, mainly in areas north and west of Albany by tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be running basically in the 50s and low 60s, with the mildest weather in the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut. By Sunday, that disturbance will have pushed to the east, but it's going to be still showery at points on Sunday. At least there's some passing showers in the forecast Sunday, again, primarily across the North Country. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine with the brightest weather to the south of Albany. Temperatures will be cool with a gusty breeze. Highs will only be in the 50s, but that breeze will make it feel quite a bit cooler. It'll be less breezy on Monday with highs again in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, a chance of late showers, high in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, high in the 50s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of passing showers mainly north, breezy and cool, high in the 50s, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.